This is Jeff Bowman along with Mark Comstock with you. Congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Insurance This Week. So congratulations. It's been a pretty big week for you last weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
So going in, you were the number one seed going into the singles, and that means you rolled pretty well to get to that part.
Yep.
So it was a great job. It was nice. I see that you know, you were able to knock off a girl from Ravenna, and Ravenna had beaten you guys in the finals the day before. How did that go? Being able to get to the finals as a team.
Oh, it was really great because we almost lost the first match actually by Byron, but we all picked up each other up and got each other up so we can beat them, because we were actually 2 points down from them, and then we got up those 2 points so we could go on, and then we went against Jonesville. We crushed them by getting all 3 points on them, and then we went into the final, and we knew they were a good team and everything, so we tried our best to get to where we were, and we were surprised that we got there.
But, yeah, great year for you and be able to get to that. And then to be able to take on a player from Ravenna in the finals had to be nice, to be able to kind of get a little revenge back at Ravenna.
Oh, yeah, it was great to get revenge on her.
And I see you again, going in with the number one seed. So what was your day like to be able to get that number one seed? What was going right for you on Saturday?
I was hitting my mark, and my ball was working fine. When I hit my mark, it would just go straight to the pocket, and I had my coaches there to help me to get to where I was so I don't get into my head, and they helped me stay calm and everything, and my teammates were there to support me, so that helped.
Yeah, looking at your scores, I mean, you had, you know, a 400 the first round, 389, 402, and then the 398, so you were very consistent throughout the day.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, you know, reading the story on you and having a heart condition that kind of said, well, you can't play basketball anymore, so you decided to pick up bowling. How did that work for you?
So, yeah, I found out that my heart started beating too fast when I was in sophomore year, and that was when I switched to bowling, because my heart rate started beating so fast, so like I started passing out and everything, so I didn't feel like comfortable going on like basketball and like doing that on the court. So my twin sister did bowling, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try bowling. And then so I did bowling my sophomore year, but I wasn't really that good at it because I was one-handed, and I was like a nobody last year. But when I came in this year, bowling became more better for me because I got more better and I switched to two-handed.
Did you bowl much growing up with your sister, or was more her sport than yours?
No, it was more her sport than mine. Mine was normally basketball throughout elementary and everything. I used to play basketball my whole life until sophomore year.
So how did you come about then switching to two-hand, and how did that go practicing-wise to figure that out?
Well, this was my first time going two-hands for my bowling style, so there was a lot of up and downs, but I would want to thank my coaches for helping me to do that transition, because they didn't really know how to like really teach a two-hander bowler, because they didn't have a two-hander bowler on their team, so it was like a lot of ups and downs to try to figure it out. But it was a learning process for all of us, and we finally got my groove down and got to where I am right now.
So early on in the year, then, you weren't starting out as well as you finished.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I wasn't really starting out that good, but I got into the groove and started getting my things down.
Alexis, where was the individual lanes at the I guess they call it the barn? Is that right, in bowling?
No.
House. The house.
The house.
Where was that at?
Taylor, Michigan, Score Lanes.
Okay, now how many had you bowled there previously?
We bowled there the day before.
So you did get on the lanes and get a feel for the
Yeah, we got the feel of the lanes before we went on.
Did you have to make any major adjustments, or did you feel comfortable the day before?
Yeah, I had to make a little bit of adjustments. I had to change my mark a little bit because I used to do third arrow, but my third arrow wasn't really working, so I had to change to between second and third arrow.
And when you do this two-hand, do you put the fingers in the ball or not?
I have two fingers in the ball, like a little bit, but I don't have my thumb in the ball.
Now, is that the way the typical the two-handers do that? Do they do two fingers as opposed to three?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, I mean, I've taught bowling, and I've always taught it that the one-handed three fingers in the ball, and of course I was teaching elementary kids, and they always thought that the first three fingers go in the ball. Like they got it all figured out before they really are taught the proper way to do it, I guess. But everybody does their own thing. But you felt good with your practice. You got your mark, and you're ready to go. How nervous were you?
I was actually really nervous because I honestly thought I wasn't even going to qualify to get into the brackets. But after I qualified first, like, my nerves kind of calmed down. But after, like, before the first match, I honestly thought I was going to get knocked out because I'm not really good at match play. But yeah, I was really nervous, honestly.
How do you settle yourself down? Is there something you try and do or tell yourself, or do your coaches know what to tell you?
Yeah, my coaches and teammates help me calm me down. They're always there to, like, get me my out of my head and everything.
Well, it's certainly to me, it's a sport that you really can get nervous, and you can really get frustrated if you're not bowling well, or if you just miss that pin by a fraction and it doesn't get you the spare or the strike, and you really got to hang in there, don't you?
Yeah, it's really a big mental game for bowling.
Well, and I did see, too, that the coaches on Friday had their tutus on. So was that something that they said that they would do if you guys qualified?
Oh, no. Those were our dads.
Okay.
Our dads had our tutus on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was a great look. I did see a picture posted on social media for that. But
And, Alexis, you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
So you got next year to look forward to. I mean, there's going to be a lot of probably self-imposed pressure on yourself to repeat and really have a great senior year.
Yeah, that is true. There is a lot of pressure on me right now, but I'll get through it.
So are you going to be doing some other tournaments now that you won the state, deciding to try to look at some of the junior tournaments to try to get yourself a little bit better and a little more recognition as well?
Yeah, I'm looking at a league right now in Jack 60. I might do.
Okay. So do you do any other sports then besides bowling now with your heart condition, or is bowling going to be the main thing for you?
No, bowling's my main thing right now.
Okay. Now, starting out this year and, not doing as well and figuring it out, is this something now that maybe you have some aspirations of going to the next level and doing some bowling in college that you've kind of figured it out?
Oh yeah, I'm really thinking about doing college bowling right now, after seeing all my progress and everything.
Alexis, are you recruiting some middle schoolers to bowl next year? Do you have some kids that you think? I mean, obviously, a lot of the kids at the lower levels. Will there be some freshmen that will have a chance to be a varsity bowler next year?
Honestly, I have no clue right now, but I hope there will be because we're losing Ellie, and yeah.
Well, you better have a summer camp and get those middle schoolers and start doing some recruiting. Boy, they certainly got a role model to look at with you and what you've done with your career already with another year to go.
Yeah.
Well, it had to be a pretty good Monday at school coming in and being able to maybe take a little bit of thunder away from the wrestling guys.
Yeah.
They had a great weekend as well, but so did you guys. So it's kind of nice that, you're able to get some recognition with all the success that football and wrestling have had, and then you can walk in with your medal around your neck. So that had to be pretty nice.
Yeah, it was.
Well, this is, again, a good year for you. And, you know, I'm looking at some of your scores. You had a 268 in the regular round of Game 5. But it was nice starting out in the singles. You know, you rolled a 235 to kind of get a good pin lead over your opponent. So that had to be nice to be able to do that. And I noticed in your next rounds as well. So you always came out with a better first game to be able to get a little bit of a cushion. Did that kind of ease your nerves a little bit too, knowing that you had a cushion going into that second game?
Yeah, it really did ease my nerves a little bit because I was a little bit ahead, so I knew if I was like a little bit behind, I would still have a little cushion to keep me up there.
Alexis, what's the highest game you've had? Have you had a 300 game?
No, I've gone close to. I had a 275. I got the front nine, and I ruined it in the 10th frame.
Well, is that something, I mean, I can't imagine that you don't aspire to do that at some point in your career.
Oh, yeah, I really want to do that. I've been so close to it so many times, I want to do it now.
Well, Alexis, once again, congratulations on your championship. You know, the second place as a team, but getting it individual championship. So congratulations once again, Alexis Swanson, for being Iatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iatt Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. Once again, congratulations, Alexis, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that's Alexis Swanson from Hudson. She was our Iatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. I forgot to have this drop during that. There you go. There's a strike for you. So, all right, thanks again.